On Fridays, the Business Report focuses on your money, and today we're going to ask how the headlines affect your finances. We've brought in Jonathan Clements of the Wall Street Journal. He's been tracking the way people respond to each day's headlines about inflation, oil prices, stocks rising, stocks falling, and more. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be with you.
Based on the readers that you hear from, how often do people change their investment strategies based on the day's news?
Way too often. You know, we all tend to react to the news way too much. And one of the things that you learn from studying investor psychology is we all have this tendency to extrapolate what's going on right now. So, you know, you go back to early 2000 and people looked at what was going on with technology stocks and how they're rising. And they extrapolated that rise into the future. And that caused a lot of people to go up and load up on technology stocks. You go to sort of late 2002 and early 2003 and people saw stocks going down and said, hey, you know, stocks are just always going to fall. Of course, next thing you know, they were taken off. And today, you know, you look around and a lot of people are taking the strong returns in the real estate market and extrapolating those endlessly into the future and saying that real estate, you just can't go wrong with it.
And all these were mistakes in your view?
Well, it was certainly a mistake in early 2000 to load up in technology stocks. It was certainly a mistake in late 2002 and early 2003 to avoid stocks. And I suspect that a lot of people who are going out and buying huge houses thinking that this is the road to wealth, it may turn out to be a little disappointing.
Every once in a while, you must hear about an investor who does something truly crazy or seems truly crazy to you based on the way the markets seem to be heading.
One of the things that you read about right now, which is I find absolutely astonishing, is you hear about people buying unbuilt condos with a view to selling them again 6 months later. I mean, real estate is a long-term investment. What if the market turns south? It's very costly to buy and sell real estate, and most of the time people are putting down 20% of the purchase price and borrowing the other 80%. It doesn't take much of a drop in prices to wipe out all of the money that you put down. The problem is that our emotional time frame and our investing time frame are totally different. People tend to look out no further than 1 year, and that's one of the reasons why they get so caught up in short-term results.
When was the last time you changed your investment strategy?
With my portfolio, what I do is I have written targets for how much I'm going to have in large stocks, how much I'm going to have in small stocks, how much I'm going to have in bonds. And then once a year, I sit down, I calculate where I stand, and then I revamp my portfolio to get it back in line with those target percentages. And what this does is two things. First, it keeps my portfolio's risk level under control. For instance, after a year like 2004, where stocks did pretty well, I was selling stocks at the end of the year because I'd become overinvested in stocks. But the other thing it does is it can boost your portfolio's long-run return. And the reason is this. If you're continually rebalancing within your stock portfolio, say, you know, lightening up on foreign stocks when they do really well, adding to small stocks when they do poorly, you're essentially forced to buy low and sell high. And as anybody who's ever invested in the stock market knows, that's a great way to make money.
And in effect, you're pushing your investment away from where the news headlines would suggest you should be putting your investment.
As the personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal, if anybody knows where the market's headed, or at least should think they know where it's headed, it should be me. But, you know, I've been doing this long enough to know my guess is no better than anybody else's. And so instead of playing my hunches, it makes a lot more sense to have these target portfolio percentages and rebalance back to them. That way, even when I'm thinking that, hey, you know, stocks have had a nice run, you know, maybe this is where I should have my money, I'm forced to go in the opposite direction.
People will sometimes talk about a buying opportunity. They'll say, well, the market went down or this particular sector of the market went down. This is the time to buy. Would you advise just rejecting that and still just reevaluating your portfolio once a year as you do or occasionally?
If we get a really big move in the market, if stocks suddenly drop 20%, you know, in the middle of the year, I might sit down, I might run the numbers then and rebalance mid-year. The really important thing is that you just want to be disciplined about it.
Jonathan Clements is personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, Steve.